Nehemiah, chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Kislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and men of Yehuda. And I asked of them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, "The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates of it are burnt with fire." And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and fasted and prayed before the Elohim of heaven. And I said, "I beg of you, O Yahweh, Elohim of heaven, great and awesome El, who keeps covenant and mercy for those who love him and observe his commandments, let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open, so that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my father's houses have sinned. We've dealt very corruptly against you, and we've not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I beg of you, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, 'If you transgress, I'll scatter you abroad amongst the nations. But if you turn to me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out into the uttermost part of heaven, I will yet gather them from there, and I will bring them to the place that I've chosen to set my name.' Now these are your servants and your people, whom you've redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Yahweh, I beg of you, let now your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name and prosper. I pray to you, your servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer." End of chapter. Nehemiah, chapter 2. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, wine was before him, and I picked up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been before this time sad in his presence, and for this reason the king said to me, "Why is your countenance sad, seeing that you're not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart." Well, then I was very sorely afraid. And I said to the king, "Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my forefathers' graves, lies waste, and the gates of it are consumed with fire?" And then the king said to me, "For what do you make request?" And so I prayed to the Elohim of heaven, and I said to the king, "If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you would send me to Yehuda, to the city of my forefathers' graves, so that I may rebuild it." And the king said to me, the queen also sitting near next to him, "For how long will your journey be, and when will you return?" And so it pleased the king to send me, and I set for him a time. Moreover, I said to the king, "If it please the king, let letters be given to me for the governors beyond the river, so that they may convey me over till I come into Yehuda, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, so that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which are next to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I will enter into." And the king granted me according to the good hand of my Elohim upon me. And then I came to the governors beyond the river, and I gave to them the king's letters. And now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. And when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night and some few men with me. Neither did I tell any man what my Elohim had put into my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me except for the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even in before the dragon well into the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem which were broken down, and the gates of it which were consumed with fire. And then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. And then I went up to the night in the night by the brook and viewed the wall and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley and so returned. And the rulers did not know where I had gone or what I had done. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then I said to them, "You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates of it are burnt with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, so that we be no more a reproach." And then I told them of the hand of my Elohim, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken to me. And they said, "Let us rise up and build." And so they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, "What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king?" And then I answered them, and I said to them, "The Elohim of heaven, he will prosper us, and for this we are his servants. We'll arise and build, but you have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem." End of chapter. Nehemiah chapter 3. Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built the sheep gate, and they sanctified it, and set up the doors of it, even to the tower of Meah did they sanctify it, to the tower of Hananiah. And next to him built the men of Jericho. Next to them built Zakur, the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hashenaah build, who also laid the beams of it, and set up the doors of it, the locks of it, and the bars of it. Next to them repaired Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Kos. And next to them repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshazabiel. And next to them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana. And next to them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana. And next to them the Tekoites repaired. But their nobles did not put their necks to the work of their sovereign. Moreover, the old gate was repaired by Jehoiada, the son of Paseah, and Meshulam, the son of Besodeah. They laid the beams of it, and set up the doors of it, and the locks of it, and the bars of it. And next to them Meletiah, the Gibeonite, repaired. And Yadon, the Meronothite, the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, to the throne of the governor on this side of the river. Next to him repaired Uziel, the son of Harhiah, of the goldsmiths. And next to him also repaired Hananiah, the son of the apothecaries, and they fortified Jerusalem to the broad wall. Next to them repaired Rephaiah, the son of Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. Next to them repaired Yadiah, the son of Harumaph, even over against his house. And next to him repaired Hattush, the son of Hashabniah, Malkiah, the son of Harim, and Hashub, the son of Pahath-Moab, repaired the other piece and the tower of the furnaces. Next to him repaired Shalom, the son of Halohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. The valley gate Hanun repaired, and the inhabitants of Zanoah. They built it and set up the doors, the locks, and the bars of it, and 1,000 cubits on the wall to the dung gate. But the dung gate Malkiah, the son of Rechab, repaired, the ruler of part of Beth-Akerim. He built it and set up the doors, the locks, and the bars of it. But the gate of the fountain Shalun, the son of Kolhose, repaired, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He built it and covered it and set up the doors, the locks, and the bars of it, and the wall of the pool of Siloah by the king's garden, and to the stairs that go down from the city of David. And after him repaired Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Bethsur, to the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and to the house of the mighty. And after him repaired the Levites, Rehum, the son of Bani. Next to him repaired Hashabiah, the ruler of the half part of Keilah, in his part. After him repaired their brethren, Bavai, the son of Henadad, the ruler of the half part of Keilah. Next to him repaired Ezer, the son of Yeshua, the ruler of Mizpah, another piece over against the going up of the armory at the turning of the wall. After him Baruch, the son of Zabai, earnestly repaired the other piece, from the turning of the wall to the door of the house of Eliashib, the high priest. After him repaired Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Kos, another piece, from the door of the house of Eliashib, even to the end of the house of Eliashib. And after him repaired the priests, the men of the plain. After him repaired Benjamin, and Hashub over against their house. After him repaired Azariah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah, by his house. After him repaired Binui, the son of Henadad, another piece, from the house of Azariah to the turning of the wall, even to the corner. Palal, the son of Uzai, over against the turning of the wall, and the tower which lies out from the king's high house, that was by the court of the prison. After him, Pedaiah, the son of Parosh. Moreover, the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel, to the place over against the water gate toward the east, and the tower that lies out. After them, the Tekoites repaired another piece, over against the great tower that lies out, even to the wall of Ophel. From above the horse gate repaired the priests, every one, over against his house. After them repaired Zadok, the son of Immer, over against his house. After him repaired also Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, the sixth son of Zelaph, another piece. After him repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, over against his chamber. And after him repaired Malkiah, the goldsmith's son, to the place of the Nethinims and of the merchants, over against the gate Mifkad, to the going up of the corner. And between the going up of the corner to the sheep gate repaired the goldsmiths and the merchants. End of chapter. Nehemiah chapter 4. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth, and took great indignation, and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, What do these feeble Jews do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish that have been burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they might be rebuilding, if a fox goes up, he will even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our Elohim, because we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and do not cover their iniquity, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, because they provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to the half of it, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very angry, and they all conspired them all together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. And nevertheless, we made our prayer to our Elohim, and we set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Yehuda said, The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversary said, They will not know, neither see, till we come in the midst amongst them, and kill them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews who dwelt near them came, they said to us 10 times, From all places from where you will return to us, they will be upon you. And for this reason I set in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, and I rose up, and said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, Do not be afraid of them. Remember Yahweh, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, and your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known to us, and Yahweh had brought their counsel to nothing, that we all of us returned to the wall, every one to his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants worked in the work that needed to be done, and the other half of them held the spears, the shields, and the bows. And the rulers were behind all the house of Yehuda. They which built upon the wall, and they that bore burdens, and those that were carrying things, every one with one of his hands worked in the work, and the other held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girt by his side, and so he built. And he that sounded the trumpet was near me. And I said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, for this reason, that you hear the sound of the trumpet, you get yourself there to us, and our Elohim will fight for us. And so we labored in the work, and half of them held spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, did I say to the people, let everyone with his servant stay with us in Jerusalem, that in the night, but we, they may be a guard to us and labor at during the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me, none of us put off our clothes, except every one put them off for washing. End of chapter. Nehemiah chapter 5. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren the Jews. For there were those that said, we, our sons and our daughters, are many, and for this reason we take up corn, so that we may eat and live. And some also were there that said, we've mortgaged our lands, our vineyards, and houses, so that we can buy corn because of the famine. And there were also those that said, we've borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that is upon our lands and our vineyards. Yet now our flesh is like the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and we bring into bondage our sons and daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought to bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. And then I consulted within myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said to them, you exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said to them, we, after our abilities, have redeemed our brethren the Jews, who were sold to the heathen. And will you even sell your brethren, or will they be sold to us? And then they held their peace and found nothing to answer with. And I also said, it is not good that you what you do. Should you not walk in the fear of our Elohim because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might demand of them money and corn, and I ask of you, let us leave off of this usury. Restore, I ask you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, and their olive yards, and their houses, and also the hundredth part of the money, and all the corn, and the wine, and the oil that you have exacted of them. And then they said, we will restore, and we will require nothing of them, and so will we do as you say. And then I called the priests and took an oath of them, that they should do according to this promise. And I also shook my lap and said, so Yahweh will shake out every man from his house and from his labor that does not perform this promise, even in this manner will he be shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, let it be so, and praised Yahweh, and the people did according to this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Yehuda, from the 20th year even to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable to the people, and had taken from them bread and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver. Yes, even their servants bore rule over the people. But I did not do so because of the fear of Yahweh. Yes, and I also continued in the work of this wall. Neither did we buy any land, and all my servants were gathered there to work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those that came to us from amongst the heathen that are about us. All that which was prepared for me daily was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days... store of all sorts of wine. Yet for all this I did not require the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think upon me, my Elohim, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. End of chapter. Nehemiah chapter 6. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left in it, although at that time I had not yet set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief, and I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing the great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come to you? Yet they sent to me 4 times after this manner, and I answered them after the same manner. And then Sanballat sent his servant to me in like manner the 5th time with an open letter in his hand, in which was written, "It is reported amongst the heathen, and Gashmu says it, that you and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause you build the wall, so that you may be their king according to these words. And you have also appointed prophets to preach of you at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Yehuda, and now will it be reported to the king according to these words. Now, for this reason, come and let us take counsel together." Well, then I sent to him, saying, "There are no such things done as you've said, but you have designed them out of your own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands will be weakened from the work, that it be not done. And now, for this reason, O Yahweh, strengthen my hands." Afterward I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up. And he said, "Let us meet together in the house of Yahweh within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to kill you. Yes, in the night will they come to kill you." And I said, "Should such a man as I run? Who is there that, being as I am, would go to the temple to save his life? I will not go in there." And I perceived that Yahweh had not sent him, but that he had pronounced this prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Well, for this reason he was hired, so that I would be afraid and do so, as they had said, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, so that they might reproach me in front of the king. My Elohim, think you upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and upon the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. And so the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all of our enemies heard, and all the heathen that were around us saw, they were much cast down in their own eyes, because they perceived that this work was wrought of Yahweh. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Yehuda sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them, for there were many in Yehuda sworn to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Erah. And his son Yohanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. They also reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. End of chapter. Nehemiah, chapter 7. Now it came to pass, when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters and the singers and the Levites had been appointed, that I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, because he was a faithful man and feared Yahweh above many. And I said to them, "Do not let the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house." Now the city was large and great, but the people were few in it, and the houses had not been rebuilt. And my Elohim put into my heart to gather together the nobles and the rulers and the people, so that they might be reckoned by genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of them who had come up at the first, and found written therein, "These the children of the province that went up out of the captivity, of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and came again to Jerusalem and to Yehuda, every one to his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Yahshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Raamiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nahum, Baana." The number of the men of the book of Israel, of the people of Israel, was this: the children of Perosh, 2,172. The children of Shephatiah, 372. The children of Era, 652. The children of Pahath Moab, of the children of Yahshua and Yob, 2,818. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zatu, 845. The children of Zakai, 703. The children of Binui, 648. The children of Bebai, 628. The children of Asgad, 2,322. The children of Adonikim, 607. The children of Bigvai, 2,307. The children of Adin, 655. The children of Ater of Hezekiah, 98. The children of Hashum, 328. The children of Bizai, 324. The children of Harif, 112. The children of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 108. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Bethazmaveth, 42. The men of Kiriathirim, Shephira, and Beeroth, 743. The men of Ramab and Geba, 621. The men of Michmas, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The children of Sena'ah, 3,930. The priests, the children of Yadiah, of the house of Yahshua, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Peshur, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Yahshua, of Kadmiel, of the children of Hodeva, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 148. The porters, the children of Shalum, the children of Ater, the children of Telmon, the children of Akhub, the children of Hatita, the children of Shobai, 138. The Nethinims, the children of Ziha, the children of Hashufa, the children of Tabaoth, the children of Kiros, the children of Sia, the children of Pedon, the children of Lebena, the children of Hagabah, the children of Shalmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Gidel, the children of Gehar, the children of Reaya, the children of Rezin, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Phaziah, the children of Besai, the children of Meonim, the children of Nephishesim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakufa, the children of Harhur, the children of Baslith, the children of Mehida, the children of Harsha, the children of Barkos, the children of Sesira, the children of Tema, the children of Neziah, the children of Hatifa, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophereth, the children of Perida, the children of Ya'ala, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, the children of Shephatiah, the children of Hatil, the children of Pokereth of Zebaim, the children of Ammon, all the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants, 392. And these are they who had went up also from Telmela, Telharesha, Kerub, Edon, and Immer, but they could not show their father's house nor their seed to show whether they were of Israel. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 642. And of the priests, the children of Habiah, the children of Koz, the children of Barzillai, who took one of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, to wife, and was called after their name. These sought for their registry amongst those who had been reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found, and therefore they were as polluted, put from the priesthood. And the Tirzatha said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things till there stood up a priest with Urim and Thummim. The whole congregation together was 42,303. Beside their manservants and their maidservants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singing men and singing women, their horses 736, their mules 245, camels 435, 6,720 donkeys, and some of the chief of the fathers gave to the work, that Chersatha gave to the treasury 1,000 grams of gold, 50 bezels, 530 priest garments, and of the chief of the fathers gave to the treasurer of the work 20,000 drams of gold and 2,200 pounds of silver. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold and 2,000 pounds of silver, and 67 priest garments. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nethinims and all Israel dwelt in their cities, and when the 7th month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. End of chapter. Nehemiah, chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was in the presence of the water gate, and they spoke to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the 7th month. And he read from there before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattithiah, and Shema, and Ananiah, and Uriah, and Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, and on his right hand, and on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Malchiah, and Hashum, and Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, because he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great Elohim, and all the people answered, "So may it be. So may it be," with lifting up of their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped Yahweh with their faces to the ground. Also Yahshua and Bani and Sherebiah, Yamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Yozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. And so they read in the book in the law of Yahweh distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to Yahweh your Elohim. Do not mourn nor weep." For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. And then he said to them, "Go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our sovereign. Neither be you sorry, because the joy of Yahweh is your strength." And so the Levites stilled all the people, saying, "Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be grieving." And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, to Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which Yahweh had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the 7th month. And that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, "Go forth to the mount, to the mountain, and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written." And so the people went forth and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of Yahweh, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of those that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths, for since the days of Yahshua the son of Nun to this day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day to the last day, he read in the book of the law of Yahweh. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the 8th day a solemn assembly according to the manner. End of chapter. Nehemiah, chapter 9. Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled, with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place, and read in the book of the law of Yahweh their Elohim a fourth part of the day, and another fourth part they confessed and worshipped Yahweh their Elohim. Then stood upon the stairs of the Levites Yahshua, and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kenani, and cried with a loud voice to Yahweh their Elohim. Then the Levites, Yahshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, "Stand up and bless Yahweh your Elohim forever and ever, and blessed be your honorable name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You are Yahweh alone. You've made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are in it, the seas and all that is in it, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven worships you. You are Yahweh the Elohim who did choose Abram, who brought him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees and gave to him the name of Abraham. And you found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it to his seed, and have performed your words because you are righteous. And you did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard their cry by the Red Sea, and you showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and upon all his servants, and upon all the people of his land, because you knew that they dealt proudly against them. And so did you get yourself a name, as it is this day. And you did divide the sea in front of them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and their persecutors you threw into the deeps, like a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, you led them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way in which they should go. You came down also upon Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And you made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses your servant. And you gave to them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and stiffened their necks and did not listen and obey to your commandments. And they refused to obey, neither were mindful of your wonders that you did amongst them, but they stiffened their necks and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are an Elohim ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and you did not forsake them. Yes, when they had made for themselves a molten calf and said, 'This is your Elohim who brought you up out of Egypt,' and had brought great provocation, yet you and your manifold mercies did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them in the road, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way in which they should go. You gave them also your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth. And you gave them water for their thirst. Yes, 40 years did you sustain them in the wilderness, so that they did not lack anything. Their clothes did not grow old, their feet did not swell. And moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations, and you did divide them into corners, so that they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Their children also multiplied you as the stars of heaven. And you brought them into the land concerning which you had promised to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. And so the children went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands, with their kings and the people of the land, so that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and they possessed houses full of all goods and wells that had been dug, and vineyards and olive yards and fruit trees in abundance, so that they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, and they rebelled against you, and they cast your law behind their backs and killed your prophets who testified against them to turn them back to you, and they wrought great provocations. And for this reason you delivered them into the hand of their enemies who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried to you, you heard from heaven, And according to your manifold mercies, you gave them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before you, and for this reason you left them in the hands of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet, when they returned and cried to you, you heard from heaven. And many times did you deliver them according to your mercies, and you testified against them, that you might bring them again to your law. Yet they dealt proudly, and they did not listen to your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And withdrew the shoulder, and stiffened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years did you forbear them, and you testified against them through your Spirit and your prophets. Yet they would not give ear, and for this reason you gave them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for your great mercy's sake, you did not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, because you are a gracious and merciful Elohim. Now therefore, our Elohim, the great and the mighty, and the awesome El, who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let all that trouble seem little before you that has come upon us, on our kings and on our princes and on our priests and on our prophets and on our forefathers and on all of your people since the time of the kings of Assyria to this day. Howbeit, you are just in all that is brought upon us, for you have done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither of our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our forefathers kept your law, nor listened to your commandments and your testimonies wherewith you did testify against them. For they have not served you in their kingdom, and in your great goodness that you gave to them, and in the large and fat land which you gave before them, neither did they turn from their wicked works. We are servants this day, and for the land that you gave to our forefathers to eat the fruit of and the good of, behold, we are servants in it. And it yields much increase into the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. And also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure. And we are in great distress. And because of all of this, we make a sure covenant, and we write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal to it. End of chapter. Nehemiah chapter 10. Now those that sealed were Nehemiah the Tirzatha, the son of Hakaliah, and Zijiah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malkiah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abiah, Miyamin, Maaziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah, these were the priests. And the Levites, both Yahshua the son of Azaniah, Benui of the sons of Hanadad, Kadmiel, and their brethren, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, Beninu, the chief of the people, Parosh, Pahath Moab, Elam, Zathu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bibai, Adoniah, Bigvai, Adin, Ater, Hizkiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashum, Bizai, Harif, Anathoth, Nibai, Makpiash, Meshulam, Hezir, Meshezabiel, and Zadok, Yadua, Pelatia, Hanan, Anaya, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohish, Paliah, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Maaseah, and Ahiah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, Baana, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands to the law of Yahweh, their wives, their sons, their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding, they clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in Yahweh's law, which was given by Moses the servant of Yahweh, and to observe to do all the commandments of Yahweh our sovereign, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters to the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring wares or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. Also we made ordinances for us, to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our Elohim, for the showbread, and for the continual meal offering, and for the continual burnt offering of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our Elohim. And we cast the lots amongst the priests, the Levites, and the people, for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our Elohim, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of Yahweh our Elohim, as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees, year by year, to the house of Yahweh. Also the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our Elohim, to the priests that minister in the house of our Elohim. And that we would bring the firstfruits of our dough and our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine, of oil, to the priests, to the chambers of the house of our Elohim, and the tithes of our ground to the Levites, so that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, will be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes. And the Levites will bring up the tithe of the tithes to the house of our Elohim, to the chambers, to the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil to the chambers, where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers, and we will not forsake the house of our Elohim. End of chapter. Nehemiah chapter 11. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. Now these are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem, but in the cities of Yehuda dwelt every one in his possession in their cities: Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Yehuda, and of the children of Benjamin. Of the children of Yehuda, Athaiah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahaliel, of the children of Perez. And Maaseiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kolhoseth, the son of Haziah, the son of Adiah, the son of Joirib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shaloni, all the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem, 408 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin: Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Yoed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Yesiah, and after him Gabai, Salai, 928. And Yoel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Yehuda, the son of Sanua, was second over the city. And of the priests, Janiah, the son of Joirib, Yakin, Seraiah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, was the ruler of the house of Yahweh. And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822. And Adiah, the son of Yeroham, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and his brethren, chief of the fathers, 242. And Amishai, the son of Azariel, the son of Ahasai, the son of Meshilemoth, the son of Imer, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128. And their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, the son of Shabbathai, and Yozabad, of the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of Yahweh. And Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving and prayer. And Bakbukiah, the second among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Yaduthun, all the Levites in the holy city, 284. Moreover, the porters, Akub, Talmon, and their brethren that kept the gates, 172. And the residue of Israel, of the priests, the Levites, all were in the cities of Yehuda, every one in his inheritance. But the Nethinims, dwelt in Ophel, and Zeha and Gispa were over the Nethinims. The overseer also of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzi, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mataniah, the son of Micha. Of the sons of Asaph, the singers, were over the business of the house of Yahweh. For it was at the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers, due for every day. And Pethahiah, the son of Meshezabiel, and the children of Zerah, the son of Yehuda, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people, and for the villages with their fields. Now the children of Yehuda dwelt at Kiriath Arba, and in the villages of it, and at Dibon, and in the villages of it, and at Yekabziel, and in the villages of it, and at Yashua, and at Molada, and at Bethphelet, and at Hazar Shual, and at Beersheba, and in the villages of it, and at Ziklag, and at Mikonah, and in the villages of it, and at Enrimon, and at Zariah, and at Yarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam, and in their villages, at Lachish, and the fields of it, at Azekah, and in the villages of it, and they dwelt from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The children also of Benjamin from Geba dwelt at Michmash, and Ayah, and Bethel in their villages, and at Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittaim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nabalat, Lod, and Ono, the valley of Crossmen. And of the Levites were divisions in Yehuda and in Benjamin. End of chapter. Nehemiah chapter 12. Now these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yahshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Edo, Ginnethil, Abiah, Miamin, Maadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, and Yoirib, Yediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Yediah. These were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Yahshua, son of Nun. Moreover, the Levites, Yahshua, Benui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Yehuda, and Mataniah, which was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren, also Bakpukiah and Uni, their brethren, were over against them in the watches. And Yahshua begat Joachim. Joachim also begat Eliashib, and Eliashib begat Yoida, and Yoiada begat Jonathan, and Jonathan begat Yadua. And in the days of Joachim were priests, the chief of the fathers, of Seraiah, Meriah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, of Amariah, Yahohanan, of Meliku, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Yosef, of Harim, Edna, of Merayoth, Helkai, of Edo, Zechariah, of Ginnithon, Meshulam, of Abiah, Zikri, of Miniamin, of Modea, Peltai, of Bilga, Shemua, of Shemaiah, Yehonathan, and of Yoirib, Matanai, of Yediah, Uzi, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, of Yediah, Nethaneel. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Yoiada, and Yohanan, and Yadua, were recorded chief of the fathers, also the priests, to the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles even until the days of Yohanan, the son of Eliashib. And the chief of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Yahshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren, over against them to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David, the man of Yahweh, ward over against ward. Mataniah and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, Akub, were porters, keeping the ward at the thresholds of the gates. These were in the days of Joachim, the son of Yahshua, the son of Yosadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, the scribe. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedications with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing, cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country, around about Jerusalem, and from the villages of Netophathi, and also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Asmaveth. For the singers had built them villages round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and purified the people, and the gates, and the wall. Then I brought up the princes of Yehuda upon the wall, and appointed two great companies of those who gave thanks, of which one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate, and after them went Hoshaiah, and half the princes of Yehuda, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshulam, Yehuda, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and certain of the priests' sons with trumpets, Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his brethren, Shemaiah, and Azariah, Melalai, Gilalai, Ma'ai, Nethaniel, and Yehuda, Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of Yahweh, and Ezra, the scribe, before them. And at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the going up of the wall, above the house of David, even to the water gate eastward. And the other company of them that gave thanks, went over against them, and I after them, and the half of the people upon the wall, even from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even to the broad wall. And from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Hananiel, and the tower of Mia, even to the sheep gate, and they stood still in the prison gate. So stood the two companies of them who gave thanks in the house of Yahweh, and I, and half of the rulers with me, and the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioni, Zechariah, and Hananiah with trumpets, and Maaseiah, and Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Uzi, and Yohanan, and Malkiah, and Elam, and Ezer, and the singers sang loud with Yezrahiah, their overseer. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for Yahweh had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, and for the offerings, and for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and Levites. For Yehuda rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the ward of their Elohim, and the ward of the purification, according to the commandment of David and Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving to Yahweh. And in all Israel, in the days of Zerubbabel, and in the days of Nehemiah, gave the portions of the singers and the porters every day his portion, and they sanctified to the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them to the children of Aaron. End of chapter. Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and in there was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of Yahweh forever, because they did not meet with the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, so that he would curse them. Howbeit our Elohim turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude, and before this, Eliashib, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our Elohim, was allied to Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where before time they had laid the meal offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests. But in all this time was I not at Jerusalem. For in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, did I come to the king, and after certain days did I obtain leave of the king, and I came to Jerusalem, and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah, in preparing for him a chamber in the courts of the house of Yahweh. And it grieved me sore. And for this reason I cast out all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. And then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers. And there I brought again the vessels of the house of Yahweh, with the meal offering and the frankincense, and I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given. For the Levites and the singers that did the work had fled, every one into his field. Then I contended with the rulers, and said, Why is the house of Yahweh forsaken? And I gathered them together, and set them in their place. Then brought all Yehuda the tithe of the corn, and the new wine, and the oil to the treasuries, and I made treasurers over the treasures. Treasuries, Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah, and next to them, Hanan the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute to their brethren. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I've done for the house of my Elohim, and for the offices of it. In those days did I see in Yehuda some treading wine presses upon the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and laden down donkeys, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and I testified against them in the day in which they had sold food. And there dwelt men of Tyre also in it, which brought fish and all manner of wares, and sold on the Sabbath to the children of Yehuda and in Jerusalem. And then I contended with the nobles of Yehuda and said to them, What evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers do this? And did not our Elohim bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? And yet you bring more anger upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath? And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened until after the Sabbath. And some of my servants did I set at the gates, so that there would be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and the sellers of all kinds of wares lodged outside of Jerusalem once or twice. And then I testified against them, and said to them, Why do you stay around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands upon you, and I will capture you. From that time forth they came no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of your mercy. In those days also I saw Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. And their children spoke half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jewish language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and I actually smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by Yahweh, saying, You will not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters to your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet amongst many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Elohim, and Elohim made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even he did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then listen to you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our Elohim in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite, and therefore I chased him away from me. Remember them, O my Elohim, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. And thus did I cleanse them all from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business, and for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the firstfruits. Remember me, O my Elohim, for good. End of chapter.